With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a discussion by Supreme Master Qinghai titled, The Significance of Trees to Life on Earth. A compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures concerning the importance of protecting trees and forests, the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and, ultimately, the health of our planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
How do you teach or guide your initiates in their relationship with the nature?
Et comment enseignez-vous à vos disciples d'être en contact ou votre relation avec la nature?
We respect nature.
Nous respectons la nature.
We respect the environment.
Nous respectons l'environnement.
We don't destroy trees and forests and things and vegetation at random.
Nous ne détruisons pas des forêts ou des arbres ou la végétation comme ça au hasard.
And in many of our centers, we plant trees, we plant flowers, we beautify the environment as much as we can. And because we love nature, we don't eat animals.
Et parce que nous aimons la nature, nous ne mangeons pas d'animaux.
Recently, our world has a lot of disaster, like drought, then also, and then dry climate, heated up planet. Due to a lot of weather changing, yeah? Because we have abused so many of the natural resources, as well as some of the disaster from nature, like burning forests, and then that reduce a lot of rain, yeah? And that in turn also heat up our planet, yeah? And then the more it heat up, the more dry, the less trees, the less rain, the less tree, and this is the devil's circle. And every corner of the earth affects the whole planet. You can know it. You know it very well because recently the fire in Indonesia, huh? You know, huh?
Yes.
Affect whole Singapore, no?
Yes.
And Malaysia and the neighboring, eh? So actually, from these kind of natural lessons, we can tell that one person or one place of this planet will affect other part of our planet. Is that not so? Therefore, if you are, you yourself, your heart, your mind, your speech, your action are pure, how much beneficial can it be to this planet? This is very logical. We have no need to argue or to demonstrate. For example, every place has its own atmosphere. Is that not so? Okay. So when you go into the funeral service or a hospital, yeah, you feel different from when you go into a church. Is that not so?
Yes.
when you go into the slaughterhouse, yeah, where all the animals are killed for meat, you will feel different. I don't know if you can feel, but I feel. Do you feel? Can you feel?
Yes.
Yes. What's that?
The thing about disasters is that they are largely caused by humans. Thus, humans are also able to reverse the conditions from which disasters are born. Then no need for the plants or the animals to warn us. But of course you can communicate to the animals or the plants if you want. But we have to calm our mind first. Our mind is too preoccupied, too crowded by problems, anxieties, and many other things, necessary or unnecessary. So we cannot hear the animals or the plants. It is true that I could communicate with the animals and the plants as well. Not that I deliberately seek the communication for fun or just for chatting. Sometimes they just come to me to warn me of some event, to try to protect me from danger, or warn me from some unfavorable situation or people, or asking me for help. Now, everybody can do that, but first we must calm our mind. And in order to have the communication with the plants or the trees or the animals, first we must learn to protect them. Then we can be like friends, because friends trust friends. If we don't have this trust between ourselves and the environment, the trees, the plants, and the animals, through our protecting attitudes, yes, then it's more difficult to have a conversation with them. It's like family members, you know, or neighbors or friends. If we have a good relationship between us, then we communicate well. Otherwise, we don't even want to think of that person because it's so scary to us or so untrustworthy to us. How would we even have a conversation with them? So, in order to communicate with plants or trees or animals, we must also be their friends first, you see? So being vegetarian means being a friend of nature. For example, right now I try to avoid even killing plants or flowers. I take only the fruits that they're willing to offer. The fruit will not harm the plant. And the seed will continue to have other plants or other trees if we plant it from the seed. So the vegetarian diet is a very good way to begin to try to communicate with nature and animals on a high level. And it is very crucial right now to halt global warming because of the methane gas, but also on a deeper level, to halt the suffering and killing of our co-inhabitants, the animals, and in turn, consequently, killing also plants and trees and the environment. In the law of the physical universe is a principle known as cause and effect. If we kill, we have to expect the same in return. So all this slaughter, massacring of the animals has an effect on us. Sometimes quicker, sometimes slower. The effect we're seeing right now are the disaster that happen around our planet. But since they are entirely avoidable, what we need to do is to focus on the real solution and take the reverse action, meaning be vegan, go green to save our planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
We would like to invite Master to share some more of your words of wisdom and advice for us and the world.
You see, the best advice, honey, is from examples, yes? I think we have plenty of wisdom from Mars, yeah? From Martians, from what happened to them, and what we discover telepathically, yes? As well as scientifically, yes, they have discovered that Mars is all barren and uninhabitable. But they also discovered that long ago there was water there. Water means life supporting. So what have happened to all these bodies of waters? You see? That is a very, very important question for us. So from Mars we can learn to prevent, you know, such disaster that it might not ever happen to our planet. So my advice is just look to Mars and don't forget. Don't forget that we have a very beautiful home here for us and for our children. And for grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, it's a beautiful place, physically speaking. And it has all conditions to sustain life. And it offers us so much, so much. So much fun, so much beauty, so much love. And even though it's a temporary home, but it's a very good home for practicing spiritually, for rekindle our wisdom within, and for practicing to be, you know, a higher, nobler being. So it's a nice place to sojourn for, as long as our time permits, at least to develop spiritually. Or if not, just enjoy it. Just enjoy the scenery. Enjoy what we have here. We have exquisite flowers, yes? We have exotic birds. We have incredible animals. We have amazing trees, mountains, and great bodies of water, which sustain so much life and energies and nourishing all beings. It's such a beautiful place. We just walk out everywhere and look at the trees. Imagine one day they're all gone. And smell the flowers quick before maybe they'll be gone soon. Touch the grass because maybe they'll be also gone soon. Imagine if all this beautiful scenery, vegetation, humans, animals, imagine if they're all gone. How would you feel? So we have to protect this beautiful place we call Earth, because this is the home of not just us, but many other species and the environment. Beautiful flora and fauna. It's really an incredible place. It took trillions of years to manifest such a planet, and it takes many, many meritorious, virtuous deeds of human beings, animals, other beings alike, in order to garnish into this energy, in order to manifest such kind of planet like this. It's not a gift that you can buy and offer it to someone. It's not a toy that we can use it and discard tomorrow. It's not an item that if we have trillions of dollars, we can buy it. However much money we have, we cannot buy this planet. It's so exquisite, it's so special, so unique, so beautiful. Not every planet are as beautiful as our planet, even though we have more beautiful planets. But not all of them are as beautiful as our planet. So beautiful, like some planets are not as beautiful. The peopled planet, not all are as beautiful as this. I wish I can make everybody understand what I'm talking about. I wish I can wake them all up. And we just turn around, and that's it. We can save the planet. All we do is just be vegetarian. Nothing else is really important anymore. Just being vegetarian, you can save the planet overnight, just like that. And I wish everybody really listen. Okay, guys, thanks for your time, and thanks for all you are doing. I want everybody to know that we still can save the planet. We still can. We still have some time. But we have to turn around quick, you know? Because we are going to the destructive direction right now. If we just turn around, then it's become constructive again, positive again. Very simple. If we don't head north, then we're going south, you know? Turn around and we go north if that's where we want to go. I'm sorry I have no more bigger words or, you know, impressive words or incredible sentences to conclude our meeting, or that I could impress people of the planet or convince them in any way. But I just hope they feel what I say is the truth and sincere. And I truly wish them to continue to have the planet and to save the planet for the future generations. Thank you, all of you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Master.
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith, regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra, Chapter 8. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra, Chapter 7.
Cow dye. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity, meats for the belly and the belly for meats. But God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Katanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
It's been a pleasure to have you with us for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Up next is Animal World, our co-inhabitants, here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. God bless, and farewell for now.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.